Hello and welcome back. Come sit for a spell and join me around the cauldron for this sometimes rambly, sometimes educational podcast hosted by me, Megan, an everyday modern witch. I asked over on Instagram which topic everyone wanted to hear about, and you chose dealing with information overload. So here we are. But first, make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, give me a review if you'd like, and share it with your friends. You can also join my membership over on my website at roundthecauldron.com/join me to get first access to almost all content, first access to the forum, and an ad-free experience on my website. There are other perks too, but everything is listed over there on my website, and it starts at just $2 a month. If you're listening to this the day that it goes live, I want to say Bealtaine blessings to you. This will be going live at the end of April, and Bealtaine begins sundown on April 30th, all the way through to sundown on May 1st, and into the month of May. So if you celebrate Bealtaine, Bealtaine blessings to you. Now, in my work online, I have seen many people that are researching witchcraft or magical topics ask, okay, what next? What do I do now? I studied this a while ago, but I can't remember. Why can't I remember? I need more information. Or you get the other side of things, stagnation and being frozen in research because there's so much to look at and so much to research that you just don't really know where to start. So we're going to talk about those things in today's episode. And we're just going to jump right in to talk about information overload when it comes to research within witchcraft and witchcraft practices. But first, we need to define information overload because, as always, I want to make sure we're on the same page. The Oxford Dictionary defines information overload as exposure to or provision of too much information or data. On the surface, it doesn't really sound like a bad thing. You've got all the information, and most of the information now is freely accessible. So what's the bad part? Here's something from TechTarget that can help put it into perspective on why this could be a potentially negative thing. Information overload is a state of being overwhelmed by the amount of data presented for one's attention or processing. The term is used to refer not only to situations involving too much data for a given decision, but also the constant inundation of data from many sources that is a characteristic of modern life. So, you know, in our modern lives, we have all of this information at our fingertips, essentially, especially if you have a smartphone, that we can just look up whatever it is that we need to know in the moment. And we are constantly bombarded with new information and misinformation. And here's this source over here, but here's this source over here. And which one do I choose? And I want to read all of them. And that can be very overwhelming and very draining on a person's like mental capacity to handle whatever it is that they're doing. Now, I also want to mention before we get too far into this episode that I'm not a professional. I think I mentioned this just about every time we talk about something like this, but I'm not a professional. All of this is coming from my own research and my own perspective and experience in dealing with information overload, because it happens to me too. I mean, you should see me try to learn astrology. I don't know if I will ever be able to grasp astrology completely, because there are so many different things to learn and know that I just can't hold on to all of that information right now anyway. So let's talk about what information overload can look like. And this obviously is going to be different for everyone. Not everyone is going to handle information overload in the same way. And some people have a larger capacity for dealing with information than others. Some people can take a little bit of information and then need to take a break. Other people can take in so much information and continue moving forward without feeling any sort of overwhelm or burnout or needing to take a break. So when I personally find that I'm dealing with information overload, it looks kind of like this. I am constantly moving from one subject to the next, always looking for new information without time to really understand what I've learned. And now this comes from information overload, but it also comes from ADHD. You know, I was recently finally diagnosed with ADHD and put on some medication, and I'm finding myself better able to manage this type of thing, but it's still an issue for me. But mine isn't necessarily information overload. It's more like a symptom of ADHD. But when it does happen because of information overload, this is what it looks like. I find one subject that I really want to learn about, and I learn a little bit about it, and then I move on to something else because I want to just absorb all the information that I have available to me for my own practices, but also for everyone else, so that I can come and talk about them or learn about them or share some sources or information or anything like that. But the problem is that when you're constantly moving from one thing to another, you don't give your brain time to process the information that you've learned. So while yes, you may have looked at all of these sources and read all of these things and maybe even taken some notes, but when you're constantly jumping back and forth between different topics and different subjects, your brain can't always keep up. And so once you're done with something and you move on, you might completely forget what it is that you already learned. Or you might remember the information, but you may not fully understand it or have been able to process it and let it completely absorb into your brain. And with that, I also find that it comes with a surface level understanding of subjects rather than a deeper knowledge and understanding that I particularly want. And, you know, it goes back to if you're hopping around and you're not fully comprehending what you're reading or researching or whatever, you will only understand the basics. You may be able to answer questions, but when it comes down to theory and practice, you might have no idea because, again, you haven't given yourself time to really understand it. And then information overload can also look like having to learn the same thing over and over again because it didn't stick the first time. Now, outside of any ADHD symptoms or other mental disorders or learning disabilities or anything like that that you may have, information overload, you know, you're presented with all of this information and you go from one thing to another, you learn about the thing, you move on, and you have to go back and look at your previous information repeatedly because you didn't remember it the first time because it didn't really stick. There's no processing time. For me, I can find when I'm in information overload because I am burnt out or I have no motivation to really move forward with a project that I'm working on or, you know, something that I'm writing or something that I want to learn myself. When I find myself sitting at my computer or sitting with a book and I just can't do it, I have to give myself, you know, like either a pep talk like, hey, we need to get this done, you know, you have a deadline or whatever, or I have to tell myself, maybe it's time for a break. Maybe you've been doing this too long. Maybe you need to let things sort of settle and absorb first before moving on to something else. Information overload can also look like following absolutely everybody that talks about a particular topic on social media and just scrolling through all of their content, looking at their pictures, reading all of their posts, and you're just constantly bombarded with all of this stuff that is probably just going to go like in one ear and out the other because there's no real processing time. For me, information overload makes me feel very overwhelmed because of everything that I have available to me. It's sort of like the deer in headlights where I have all of these cars, right, coming toward me. Why do I always end up talking about cars and analogies with cars? I don't know. It's like a deer in the headlights. You got all of these cars coming towards you, all of this information, and you're sort of frozen because you don't know what to do. You don't know which direction to move in because there's so much going on. So it makes me overwhelmed. It can stress me out. I will freeze and just decide not to do anything. Nothing. And then, you know, I just feel like crap later because I'm just like, well, why couldn't I do the thing? And it's because I was overwhelmed because there was just too much available. Now that I've kind of rambled on about what information overload feels like and looks like for me, I want to talk about how it can happen. And I think I already mentioned a little bit of this, but in my notes, this is how it's broken down. So if it's repetitive, my apologies. Information overload, first and foremost, happens because of a constant state of research without rest and informational integration. And what I mean by this is when you do not give your brain a break and you just go and go and go and go, the information isn't necessarily going to integrate into your long-term memory. You're not necessarily going to understand exactly what it is that you're researching. When we give our brain a break and we give our brain time to process the information that we have read or learned, that's when memory and understanding can really have time to do what it needs to do. It's sort of the same reason why we need sleep. If we don't give our brains that rest that it needs, our body can begin to break down. We start to hallucinate. You know, all kinds of terrible things can happen when you don't have sleep. Our brains need that resting break. So if you're not taking breaks between your study sessions, I really think that you should. Because even if you feel like you're understanding everything that's, you know, that you're researching, you may be able to understand it better and have an easier time with your memory and your understanding when you give yourself a break. I was introduced to the Pomodoro method. I think that's how you say it. The Pomodoro method of work and study by a friend of mine. And I think it's more for productivity, but I think it could also work in terms of helping to prevent information overload. So I'll talk a little bit about what the Pomodoro method is when we get to things that we can do to help with information overload. Something else that I find happens a lot with not necessarily new practitioners, but people that you can tell that they've been consuming the same sort of information over a long period of time, and they get kind of stuck, and they don't really know what to do. And this comes to like searching for advanced practices without having an understanding of what an advanced practice is in terms of the connection between advanced practices and basic practices. In my opinion, there's no such thing as an advanced practice within witchcraft. There is only a deeper understanding of what are considered the basics. Or there is specificity when it comes to your practice. So if you're constantly looking for more advanced practices because you've stagnated or because you sort of don't really know what to do next, you can get into like an information overload based solely on what you already know, if that makes any sense. So like you have information about all of the basics, you've got your practices, everything is strong and structured and however you like it, but you feel stuck. Even though you have all of this information available to you, you want to go out and find more information about advanced practices or something else. When you do all of this searching for advanced practices, there's a lot of stuff out there, and you're kind of adding to what you already know about basic practices. I hope this makes sense. It makes sense in my head, but I don't feel like I'm explaining it very well. I'm just going to move on to the next like bullet point that I have in my notes. So information overload can also happen when you read or consume similar sources over and over again. I feel like this happens a lot, or it's more common, it's easier for it to happen, because a lot of people will only read books for beginners or books that are very surface level, because that's what the market is saturated with. There are so many books out there for beginners, and I'm just using books as an example because it's the first thing that came to my mind, but this can apply to pretty much any sort of educational source that you might use. Always reaching for the next book and the next book and the next book, but they're all about the same thing. You're just flooding your brain with the same information. Maybe it's presented in a different way. Maybe there's a few pieces of new information, and maybe there's some stuff in there that you don't agree with. But when you're constantly consuming the same type of information over and over and over again, eventually, in my experience, you're just going to start tuning it out. I have some books that I've been meaning to review for everyone, but I haven't been able to bring myself to read them because they are geared toward beginners. And in order for me to read them for a review, I gotta read the whole thing. But when I sit down to read them, I find myself skimming chapters or skipping chapters or reading something and then having to go back and read it again because I wasn't paying attention. So you already have this information when you're reading these types of books, and going through and continuing to read these types of books isn't going to help you at all. It's just way too much of all of the same stuff. And then lastly, like I already mentioned, following a bunch of people and going through all of their content super, super fast, this can lead to information overload because we are constantly inundated and bombarded with new information, new types of information. And this is especially true with easy and easy to consume content such as TikTok and Instagram Reels and things like that. I have to monitor myself pretty much when it comes to the type of content that I'm consuming or learning from. I do not get my witchcraft information from TikTok or Instagram Reels. Well, sometimes Instagram Reels, but it's more for inspiration. I much prefer sitting down and listening to a podcast or watching somebody's video or reading a blog. I love blogs. As much as I love books, I love blogs. But we have to watch how much we're consuming and how often. Because yes, while we have all of this information available to us, it's not necessarily a good thing for us to constantly jump from witchcraft book to witchcraft blog to witch talk to all of these other things in a short span of time. The only thing that I could find helpful, or that would be helpful for, would be researching one particular subject where you have to go to multiple sources. But when you're just jumping around, not really with any sort of focus or direction, it's a lot. And information overload isn't a fun thing to experience. And for me, it mostly shows up in my mental health. But there are a few other ways that it can show up for someone. How does information overload affect you? And again, it's going to vary person to person, so keep that in mind. One of the things, and I think I already mentioned this, one of the ways that information overload affects me personally is discouraging me from learning new things. Because I end up with no motivation, I end up doubting myself, and my confidence just kind of plummets because I can't retain information or understand what it is that I'm doing. And that's really hard on a person when you're trying to research these things and you're trying to educate yourself and you just can't grasp it and you can't retain it or remember it no matter what you do. And that sucks. That's a terrible thing to feel. But that's one of the ways that I can tell for sure when I'm doing any sort of research that I need to stop and take a break, is when I start to feel like crap, pretty much. And it just reminds me of what I learned in college about myself, is that cramming for a test never really works, at least not for me. And like, there's a difference between studying at the last minute versus not doing anything and then shoving it all in at the last minute, fingers crossed that you're going to remember everything. Because during stressful situations, I'm just going to run with a cramming for a test thing. During stressful situations, you can go into like fight or flight, right? You're stressed, your cortisol is high, you're just like not functioning at peak performance. So it's very possible that your brain is just going to hold on to like the most random thing in your studying that it latches onto and says like, this is important and I need to remember this thing, and then forget everything else. And I feel like that happens in some witchcraft spaces where people are just constantly studying and constantly reading and just like constantly shoving their brain full of information, and then they can't recall anything except for this one random obscure fact that they learned, and then they have no idea why that's the only thing they can remember. I personally attribute that to information overload, because your brain can only hold so much information, and eventually it's gonna have to pick and choose what it wants to remember or what it thinks is important. And usually this is subconscious, and you don't get to decide what it is that your brain remembers. So what can we do? What can we do to prevent ourselves from going into information overload? First, if you're already in a state of overload and overwhelm, take a break. Pause, go do something else that has nothing to do with what you're studying or researching or reading about. Take a break. Step away from the computer, put the books down, put your phone down, unplug, and just exist outside of the information. The information will be there when you get back. You don't have to worry about losing it. It's okay. Taking a break is one of the best ways, in my opinion, to help prevent information overload. And then, you know, already being in a state of overload, it's one of the ways to help you come out of it. And when I say take a break, I don't mean step away for 5 minutes and then come back and jump right back into it. I mean take a break, walk away, and don't touch it for a day, 2 days, a week. Give yourself time to recover and rest, and hopefully retain everything that you've already tried to cram into your knowledge and understanding. Now, in order to prevent information overload, it's the same thing. Take frequent breaks. Don't choose a million different things to study at the same time, right? Don't give yourself too many options. There is such a thing as like decision fatigue, where you have all of these options, but you can't pick one. You're tired of making decisions. Or there's another word I'm looking for. It's not necessarily decision fatigue. It's when you have too many options available to you and you don't know what to do. There's a word. I can't think of it right now, but that's what it has to do with. So only choose like one or two things that are important to you that you're really interested in right now, or that you need to study because maybe you have a project, or maybe you're working on a big ritual or a certain type of spell and you need this type of information, right? Or maybe you are, you've been given a sort of assignment by a deity or spirit that you work with or worship, and you know, you have some things that you got to learn and some things that you have to know. But it's okay to take breaks, because if you don't, you're not going to remember anything anyway. Or the chances of you not remembering things are higher. Another thing that I find helpful for me is to remember why I'm studying it, or why I'm looking for this information in the first place. Is it because of curiosity? Is it because I need to learn about it for my practice? Is it because I was given an assignment by a deity? Is it to further my understanding of something that I already know? Knowing why or remembering why I'm doing a certain thing can help sort of cement the fact that, hey, this is important, so we need to take it seriously in my own head. And when I do that, it's easier for me to say, okay, I've done what I can do now. I need to take a break. I'm getting overwhelmed. I need to take a break. Nothing for me, nothing is going to be retained if I'm stressed out, if I'm overwhelmed, if I'm tired or discouraged or whatever. So keeping myself in a good sort of mental state for learning and understanding is important. And remembering why I'm studying what I'm studying is one of those steps to help keep me from getting stuck in information overload. I am tripping over my words. I'm so sorry. And the last thing that I want to talk about here with what we can do to help with information overload is the Pomodoro method, as I mentioned a little bit ago. The Pomodoro method, I have no idea where it came from. I honestly just remembered it while I was sitting here talking to you, while it wasn't even in my notes. But it involves having set amounts of time for study and then a set amount of time for a break. And sometimes for me, it's useful to read a thing for 20 minutes and then step away for 5 minutes and do something completely unrelated. And using the Pomodoro method can help get you sort of in the routine of taking breaks, because when you're in that study mode of the Pomodoro method, that is your sole focus. You're reading, or you're taking notes, or you're doing your research or whatever. You have to remove all distractions from your area of what you're doing. So put your phone away, don't have the TV on or anything like that. And that is your sole focus. And then you take a break, you step away, completely remove yourself from the situation, because that helps to trigger your brain that, oh, hey, we're taking a break. Let's do some rest brain processing things, right? And I've used it a couple of times. It seems to work really well for me with certain subjects and certain things that I'm doing, but with other things, it doesn't always work that great. Plus the fact that I'm a parent and I homeschool and my kid is home with me all the time, so removing distractions isn't always feasible. And my days can't be completely structured like that because I'm a parent. I got things to take care of, you know? But I mean, all of that to say that information overload sucks, no matter what you're doing, what you're researching. And since we're talking about it within a witchcraft sphere, witchcraft space, I guess, it can be even more overwhelming because most of what we have available to us is freely accessible or fairly inexpensive if you have Kindle Unlimited or Scribd or one of those other things like that where you can read books. We have YouTube, we have podcasts, we have TikTok, we have social media. There are so many people in the witchcraft space online, so many different perspectives and so many different types of practices that we can learn from, that especially with newer people to witchcraft, they immediately hop in and follow everybody and watch all the videos and read all the books, and it's too much too fast in my experience. And one of the things that I will always tell beginners is to slow the hell down. Take your time. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to not know everything right away. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to be interested in a million different subjects and topics within witchcraft and the wider spiritual space. But going fast isn't the answer. Consuming everything at such a high volume that you don't have time to process and understand what you're learning isn't the answer. And it reminds me of the story of the turtle, the tortoise and the hare, right? The tortoise is slow, but his pace is steady, whereas the hare just takes off, right? And eventually, in the race that they're running, the tortoise wins because while they were slow, their pace was steady. And I feel like that's a good way to avoid information overload, is to be like the tortoise, not the hare. Take it slow. Have a steady pace. Take breaks when you need to. I think there's also something to be said about taking space for practice rather than learning new information. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with information overload, but I feel like it's a good thing to say. Witchcraft, in my opinion, is experiential. You can learn absolutely everything, and you can have like a theoretical understanding, but if you don't practice, then you're not going to have that sort of real life understanding, the experience behind what it is that you're doing. And sometimes that's what it takes to cement the information. Sometimes you learn about the thing, you do the thing, and then you understand why things happen, or you more fully understand that sort of information. I can tell you how to cast a circle. I can tell you how to call the quarters or the elements or whatever in a Wiccan circle casting. But it's been so long since I have done it myself that I don't feel like I have the necessary valid experience to talk about Wiccan circle castings on a deeper level. I don't cast circles. That's not really part of my practice. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is you can learn how to cast a circle, and you can learn all of the steps. You can learn all of the words. You can learn the history. But until you actually cast the circle for yourself, you're not going to understand the significance of each one of those steps. You're not going to understand why you say those words. You're not going to understand, you know, the importance of circle casting in a Wiccan environment. So, I mean, maybe this does have to do with information overload, because it can help you slow down. Learn the thing, do the thing, understand the thing, and then continue. If that makes sense. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode on information overload. I hope it makes sense. I feel like I was a little bit everywhere, but that's just normal for me these days. I didn't have an episode for March. I ended up sick for like 2 weeks dealing with some personal sinus things that I've had for my entire life. And I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to write my notes or script anything. I couldn't bring myself to record. Even with this episode, usually I like to script the podcast because my mouth can't keep up with my brain, and I will forget things or stumble over my words like I've done a lot in this episode. I couldn't even do that for April's episode. So hopefully what I said makes sense. If I need to come back and correct anything, I will do that in the next episode, or I'll write a blog post about it or whatever. But try not to get overloaded with information. I know it's a very easy thing to do, but it's really not helpful. Having all of this information available to you, while it's a good thing when you're looking for something specific or you're trying to research, just spending all of your time or spending a large amount of time constantly looking for new information and constantly trying to learn everything without taking the time to understand it or take a break it can be bad for you. It can stress you out and overwhelm you. And I don't want that for anybody that's listening to this podcast, because it sucks. And I want you to be able to learn about the things you're interested in. And I want you to have a healthy, well-rounded witchcraft practice or pagan practice or whatever type of practice you have. And avoiding information overload is one of the key steps. So before I sign off on this episode, I'm going to go ahead and pull my tarot card for the month of May. I'm pulling from my Somnia tarot, created by photographer Nicholas Bruno. I will leave a link for that in the description and in the show notes. And I'm just going to go ahead and shuffle and pull a card. All right. So, the card I have pulled today is the Tower. Oh my gosh. So, okay. This card stalks me, especially this card from this deck. It's one of my favorite cards in this deck, actually. I will post a picture somewhere, probably on Instagram. But it is a person who is on their, like, elbows and knees on the ground with their head rested on their arms in water. It looks like the ocean and the waves are coming, and there is a dollhouse tied on their back with ropes that's on fire. So I mean, that's the Tower for you. So for the month of May, I guess we're gonna have a Tower moment. That's fun. And the Tower is my favorite card because it brings good change, and it brings challenges. Like, those challenges may suck, and you might not be happy about it, but the end result is usually more beneficial than the way you started, because it's your foundation. It's an assault against your foundation, your beliefs and values that you build your life upon. And if those aren't solid, then your foundation's gonna crumble. And we don't want to build our houses on sand. You know, we don't want to build our houses on a crumbly foundation, because then we're not sturdy, we're not stable. So during the month of May, keep the Tower in mind. You can do your own monthly tarot reading with the spread that I have available on my website. I will leave that link in the description and in the show notes. Don't forget to look at my membership program and consider joining for as little as $2 a month. Follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, what else? Oh, sign up for my newsletter if you would like to be notified via email anytime I have anything new to share. That includes podcasts, blog posts, printables, videos, news, rambles that I feel like sending anybody that wants to listen. Oh, and I've started posting on Pinterest again. I made the mistake of accidentally deleting all of my pins for my website. So I'm in the process of rebuilding that. So if you have Pinterest, follow me on Pinterest. I will leave all of my links in the description below. Again, Bealtaine blessings to all of you, and I will talk to you next month.